Don't Wanna from the album Long Time Coming by Trina Spears, a country singer-songwriter from Cranbrook who won Song of the Year at the Josie Awards in 2019. I spoke with Trina over Skype. Trina, thank you so much for joining me for Indie Beat.
Thank you for having me. This is pretty exciting.
Tell me a little bit about your early musical history. Did you grow up in a really musical family?
Yeah. Definitely. Everybody in my family, I was born in Nova Scotia, so, you know, East Coast through and through. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I think it's just inbred in us. If you didn't play an instrument, you sang. If you didn't sing, you danced. Music was huge, absolutely huge. When my mother and father met, my dad was born in England, and he had never picked up a guitar. Met my mom, I found out she sang and she played, and by the time I was born, he was a pretty good guitar player, and he taught himself how to play harmonica. So, musical family for sure from the very beginning.
Do you remember what the very first record was that you ever bought for yourself?
For myself? Oh, yeah. Michael Jackson. So Michael Jackson was my very first cassette tape, not album, cassette tape. Mm-hmm. Actually, he was my very first concert as well. Growing up, it was country through and through. And it was as I got older, too. But I can't quite remember. I think it was like a Christmas that... You know, that I got this tape, this Michael Jackson tape, and I didn't really even know really who he was at that time. But as soon as I listened to it, I was like, oh, I'm hooked. So yeah, he was definitely my all time. But you know, like I said, growing up was country. I mean, I listened to everything from Waylon to Kenny Rogers, Dolly Parton, Sammy Smith. Yeah. I mean, my all time favorite though would have to be my mother. listening to her, play and sing is, yeah, she definitely was my all time fave. Still is.
I know you also do some songwriting with your mom. How do you approach your own songwriting? Do lyrics usually inspire your music, or are you more likely to start with a hook or a riff?
You know, it's really quite different how I go about it. I don't play an instrument. Like I you know, kind of work my way on the guitar recently, but for the most part, these songs, they just pop into my head. And sometimes it is just like a melody. Or it's, you know, I'll be driving down the, you know, highway, or I'll be driving down the road or whatever. And just like, I don't know, like even like a song lyric will come into my head, or an idea will come in my head, and I'll just have to pull over, and it just goes from there. So like I said, most of this, everything just happens in my head. And early on when I first started to, you know, really get into writing and stuff, it was trying to find someone who played an instrument to kind of, you know, help me out, just to get a basic of, okay, this is where I'm going, and this is what I wanted to, you know, this is what I wanted to do. It's been a lot of fun. It's been a huge learning curve. But the more I do it, it seems to get a little bit easier. And like I said, I am, you know, I do kind of plunk away on the guitar and kind of, you know, help me out a little bit, now. But yeah, just the ideas just pop into my head. I don't, there's no rhyme or reason. It just happens. So.
When it comes to the lyrics, do you tend to draw from aspects of your own life and those of other people you know, or do you feel like you're more of a storyteller?
So my very first album I released in 2018, and all of those songs were based on, yeah, my life, basically. And, you know, I remember when I wanted to do it, I was talking to my husband and I said, you know, I think I really want to give this a shot. You know, I think I want to really try to do this, and I want to write my own stuff. And he said, well, it's been a long time coming. And that's where the title of my album came from. I'm like, oh my gosh, that's awesome. I love that title. And the first thing I did is I phoned my mom and I said, you know what, I need a song. You know, do you want to write a song with me? And that's how Long Time Coming came, right? It was because of that. There's songs off that album that are about my breakup, my first marriage, about my kids. And there's songs about my new, you know, my husband now. And yeah, and I find the stuff that I'm writing now, you know, again, some of it comes from my past experience. Some of it comes from, because I'm writing with my mother, some of it comes from her past experience, and we're kind of blending them together, which is quite interesting. And then there are some songs that I don't know where it came from. It just popped into my head. And, you know, you kind of roll with that too. So, yeah.
Along that vein, have you ever had a song come to you so easily, the whole thing, that it almost felt like it just fell into your lap?
That's a really good question. I think, funny enough, yeah, this song I wrote for my husband for our anniversary. It was our first anniversary. And, you know, I'm like, oh, well, it's paper, so, you know, I'll write a song. And it was actually really the easiest one I had ever kind of gone with. That was pretty easy. You know, it came pretty naturally. Some of the other ones, most of the other ones, I do take my time on them, only because, you know, I'm fairly critical of myself. And, you know, I just want to make sure that I'm saying it the way I really mean to say it. And, yeah, some of them really quite easy. There are some that I haven't even finished yet. And I wrote, you know, like a chorus or something about 3 years ago, and I just haven't come back to it because I'm just not there. So
Your song Crazy won Song of the Year at the 2019 Josie Awards, which is the largest independent music awards in Tennessee. Congratulations.
Yeah, that was pretty cool, I got to say. I was really excited about that. That's actually the song I was talking about. That was the song I wrote for my husband for our first anniversary. And I was excited. I was really, really, and totally was not expecting it. The really cool thing about that is that they really are for the independent artists, right? And they really do go out of their way to make sure that, you know, you're appreciated for the work that you're doing. I wasn't able to go to the actual award show, but they actually packaged up that award and they mailed it to me, and I received it a few months later. And that was really cool. It's up on my mantle. So
you drive me crazy, baby. It's true.
Baby.